Do you want to set your child up for success? Is tutoring out of your budget, or perhaps you're someone like me who just wants to save money on private tutoring? Is this a big school year for your child? You know, maybe they're starting kindergarten or middle school. Maybe there's another milestone coming up. Or maybe your family moved. Oh my gosh, I moved so much when I was growing up. And the kids are starting a new school. Or maybe your child is ahead and just not getting challenged enough in class. Well, IXL Learning is here to help. IXL Learning is a fun online learning program for kids covering math, language, arts, science, and social studies. It's powered by advanced algorithms. IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or the personality. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's right, it is school approved. So make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And How to Be Fine listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/fine. Visit IXL.com/fine to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Again, that's IXL.com/fine.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. That's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Hey, Jolenta.
Hey, Kristen.
You know what this is?
What?
It is our first by-the-book mini-episode.
Are we saying mini-episode or mini-sode?
Mini-sode's kind of cute, but it sounds kind of like mini-sode. Like me?
Only if you have a horrible Midwestern accent.
Oh, my God. I thought you loved my accent.
I do. It reminds me of my mom.
Oh, yay. Anywho, I'm Kristen Meinzer.
And I'm Jolenta Greenberg.
And again, this is By the Book, mini-episode edition.
Or mini-sode.
By the book! By the book!
So, as you know, in our full-length episodes of By the Book, we choose a different self-help book to live by for 2 weeks, follow it to the letter, and weigh in on whether it actually changed our lives.
And in our mini-episodes, we're going to follow up on past books, share listener stories, answer questions, get things off our chest, do whatever we want.
In this week's mini-sode, we're revisiting The Secret from our pilot episode.
You know, that magical book where you visualize and set intentions and use the universe to attract good things and mostly money to you.
Yeah, I think that's called the law of attraction.
Right, which is supposedly
as real as the law of gravity. Not.
Or maybe it is. Yeah. But Kristen, before we talk about The Secret proper, I need to talk to you about your husband, Dean.
Oh, yes. I love talking about Dean. Dean's wonderful.
I hear Dean has quite the following now. Is this true?
You mean besides you and our wonderful producer, Cameron?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. So we received a few comments and some inquiries about Dean. Here's one from New York. Quote, I listened to Buy the Book on my commute this morning, and I am loving it. And Kristen, your husband, exclamation points. I imagine there's a whole listener base that now wants to marry your husband.
Wow. How does it feel to have the coveted husband?
Your husband is awesome. Your husband is the only one who is a voice of reason in our pilot episode.
Brad, don't worry. I want to marry you.
Oh, God.
So much that I already did.
Yes, you did.
But you're no Dean. Is it life-affirming having the husband everyone wants to marry?
Well, I got to say, it made Dean really happy.
But also, a lot of people wanted to know about Dean and his job situation, because as you may remember in our secret episode, Dean lost his job.
Yeah, and it was horrible. It was very stressful. It was very upsetting. It was demoralizing. But at the same time, Dean hated that job. So it was kind of a blessing that he lost the job, which, you know, Dean shared his perspective on that in the secret episode. And within a few weeks, he had multiple job offers.
Oh,
not just
really?
One, multiple job offers.
Wow.
And now he's working a job that he absolutely adores. And things are great. So thank you to everyone out there who wrote in and asked about Dean and his job situation. We really appreciate all the concern out there.
So you might say, The Secret is real and worked, and Dean's in a way better situation now.
I don't even know what The Secret has to do with that.
I mean, I have zero idea.
No.
All right. Can I read you a comment I loved?
Yeah.
Someone from Ontario, Canada, holla at your international listeners.
Yeah, you betcha.
They said, I've worked in a bookstore for years and judged everyone who asked for the secret. This podcast made me less cynical.
Really?
Yeah.
Why would it make you less cynical?
Hey, no,
was
no,
anyone
no.
even listening
I
to
love
me
this.
That episode?
I loved...
No one even listened to me
or
to Brad, your husband, your reasonable voice of reason husband.
Stop it. I love that our crazy little experiment made someone at a bookstore a little less judgy when a nice, beautiful soul walked in to get the secret to maybe change their lives a little.
That's true. That's nice.
I think it's nice.
It's nice to not judge people based on what they read, unless the book is stupid.
Or unless it works.
Whatever.
Or unless it gets your husband a new magical job. Moving on, Kristen.
All right. We got this comment from a listener in Kentucky, which made us both laugh our heads off at. But for some reason, anytime we read this comment to anyone else, they get extremely upset.
Really?
Yeah. So this commenter said, maybe Jolenta can call herself something else. That name just rubs me the wrong way. Sorry, Jolenta.
I just love the sorry at the end. Like, they did know I would see this.
I love that you and I laugh at this so much, but so many other people are just incensed when
I
hear this. They're
I
like,
mean,
ugh,
come on. Do you think I
jerk.
Made this name up for showbiz? Like, clearly I didn't. I was born with it. It's weird. You should have taken
it's
this up with
weird.
My mom 30 years ago when she was coming up with crazy names in the 80s.
Your name is not weird.
It's
a
weird.
Great name. You're like the only Jolenta Greenberg I know.
I know.
And that's wonderful.
But some people do call me Jolie from time to time, so you can say that in your head. But I go by Jolenta because it is the name I was given, and it's the name we're going to go with still.
Anywho, we are so appreciative to everybody who listened to our pilot, everyone who's written in to us, and everyone who's tweeted us. So you know what? Even if we make fun of the comments, even if we're...
We love you.
We love you.
And we love that you don't like my name. Like, I love you for that.
So keep writing to us at Jolenta G, at Kristen Meinzer, and at Buy the Book Pod on Twitter.
Our email address is buythebook@panoply.fm. Get in touch.
Yes. And if you want to follow along with what we're reading next, our next book is going to be By Popular Demand,
The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up by Marie Kondo.
Oh, yes, cleaning, everyone's favorite.
So get your cleaning gloves on and strap on your tidying sweatpants and let's get to work.
How do you strap on sweatpants? What kind of pants are you wearing, Jolenta? What are these pants?
They're my cleaning pants. They're my tidying pants.
They sound like they're sold at an adult specialty store.
Maybe they are.
Anywho, thank you to our producer, Cameron Drews. Our managing producer is Mia LaBelle. Thanks also to our composer, Nate Wyda, and to Andy Bowers at Panoply.
Also, please rate us and review us on iTunes. Those reviews mean a lot. They help people find our show. And just tell a friend about our show.
Yeah, tell everybody
spread
you know.
Word.
Yeah, you know, it can't just be Jolenta's mom and Cameron listening.
Cameron is our producer and he's amazing.
We love Cameron. I'm not sure if we give Cameron enough love on the show. We should, like, mention him more often and how much we love him.
We should.
He's a miracle
he's
worker.
Boyish charm.
He's so lovely.
He's got the face of an actual baby.
Until next time, I'm Kristen Meinzer.
I'm Jolenta Greenberg.
Thanks for listening.
Later.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.